share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. They were inoculate using an experimental COVID-19 vaccine developed specifically for animals. With several COVID-19 vaccines being readily manufactured and already distributed worldwide, we are finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel after the darkness that was 2020. Hopeful yet cautious. Well, besides humans, animals are also susceptible to the COVID-19 virus, hence over the last 2 months, several great apes at the San Diego Zoo in California, United States have also received their dose of vaccine. As reported by CBS News, these include several orangutans and bonobos that call the zoo its home. However, the vaccine used is not the same as what humans take, but an experimental new vaccine developed by the veterinary pharmaceutical company Zoetis. While slightly different, the vaccine also requires 2 doses to work properly. The great apes of San Diego Zoo will be receiving their second dose about 3 weeks apart. The inoculation of the great apes in the zoo, the first non-humans to be vaccinated against COVID-19 in the world, makes the story of the great apes in the zoo become full circle. Back in January, 8 gorillas at the zoo became the first great apes in the world to test positive for COVID-19. Now, the zoo also saw its animals becoming the first in the world to be vaccinated against coronavirus. Speaking of the COVID-19 positive gorillas, the zoo has confirmed that they are doing well and are on their way to a full recovery. Previously, according to a report by CBS News, animal experts have warned that COVID-19 has the potential to wipe out populations of gorillas, chimpanzees, orangutans, and bonobos if the virus spread was not contained. Thankfully, a vaccine for great apes has been developed by Zoetis, and other zoos worldwide has already requested doses of the vaccine for their own great apes. Awesome. Also read. Police investigate fake COVID-19 vaccines sold online, losses amounting up to RM 285,499. Source, BBC. Source, BBC. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.